To call a man transparent is to attack his soul, his very being. It can be received as the ultimate insult. Unless, that is, the man in question is actually, literally see-through. Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Shanklin and his olive-skinned friend Dave.
Hello everyone, and welcome to this week's episode edition of Flats and Shanks. I'm David Flatman.
I'm Thomas George Llewellyn. Leslie Shanklin.
Finocolo Shanklin.
Yeah. Is it you that doctored my Wikipedia page?
You know me. I would not know how to do that in a million years.
I'm not sure. You're pretty good on computers.
I'm all right on iPhones. I'm useless. Like, basically, if I don't want to be too macabre about it, but if Shanks ever dies, instead of just I'd have to replace him with someone, a tech expert, because the podcast would die immediately because I wouldn't have a clue.
Sorry, my password is QWERTY.
Arctic Fox 2004.
Yeah.
Hey,
you alright?
I'm alright. It's you I'm worried about.
No, fine.
Working hard, aren't you?
Yes, had a hard weekend.
Flat out.
Six Nations going on. Anglo-Welsh going on. I mean, look, if you guys are listening to this and you want to find out about the Six Nations, you've got to get on our ITV Six Nations podcast. It's also on iTunes.
Yeah.
We talk all Six Nations there. We've got Lawrence, Bruno, Nero, Delalio.
Yeah, and Dan, Thomas, Llewellyn, Shanklin, Bigger.
Yep.
I don't know Dan Bigger's middle names. Has he got any?
That's it. Well done.
Yep.
Yep. Gwyn.
Is it?
I don't know.
We've got Dan, Marvin, Gwyn, Parker, Biggs.
Yeah.
On as well, a little bit of chat, who impressed him and what he thought of the Wales and the Scotland performance. Quite interesting.
So get on that if you want to hear Six Nations. Yeah. This is our bread and butter. You know, this is Anglo-Welsh. This is Aviva Prem. This is Guinness Pro 12.
My favourite player of the weekend, Anglo-Welsh, was George North.
Okay.
He looked angry and powerful and hard and explosive. I liked him. I liked him a lot this weekend.
Rob Miller was very good for Wasps.
Yes.
He had a lovely double step to score. Yes. Involved heavily. I also quite liked Jamie Gibson. Now, I know you have a man crush on Jamie Gibson.
A mush.
Also, Mikey Hayward is very good for Northampton.
He's always good.
No,
but Mikey Hayward's never not been good.
He was even better.
I quite like the look of Jacob Umanga at 10 for Wasps.
Looked good, yeah.
Had a nice game.
Yeah, he did. There's plenty of good performances. And I thought Lewington was good as well.
Yeah, he's always good as well.
Yeah.
So it was an interesting weekend, but what happened at the weekend, you guys, was that I was in Rome swanning around and Tommy was at the Rico with Durders, who had to cover for me. And
guy.
How'd you get on with Durders?
Really well.
Worst car in the world, isn't he?
Yeah. Well,
terrible car. No, I love it, but it's terrible.
It's not the worst car in the world, mate, at all.
Well, okay. I've over egged it.
Yeah, you have. It's a convertible Audi.
Yeah, but it's really old. It's really old and it's knackered. It's done like 130,000 miles, which isn't that many, but it's ruined. The engine light's on. He's like an emergency. He's always got flat tyres. His roof leaks. It stinks. It is a terrible car, but he's so classy that he wouldn't have shiny new cars like us because that's just too nouveau and, you know, it's not him, is it?
Yeah, no, it's not. It's too obvious. For him, isn't it?
Too obvious.
He's got an old car. He's like,
he's old money, isn't he?
Yeah.
Don't even know if he is. But
he's like an old detective, isn't he? He's like an old detective, drives an old car.
Yeah.
Solving murders.
Did you enjoy his company?
Loved it.
Isn't he a nice bloke?
Very sharp.
Super sharp, super bright.
Yes. I mean, that's probably why we got on so well.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Or are you just a good foil for him?
No, I think I'm very good. I think I compliment him.
Yeah, okay.
So, watch your back.
Yeah.
I mean, I've already put it out there. Can two become three?
Yeah.
I know.
Why not?
Don't know. More the merrier. More the merrier, I say.
I'll tell you why all three of us can't do the Anglo-Welsh. Because Durders likes his weekends off.
You two talk too much.
Durders likes his weekends off.
No, I mean, all of it.
You come do the Prem, couldn't you?
Yeah. Play for Saracens.
Well, the lads that perform, who make the show, will be listening to this. So, lads, don't be tight. Let's get Shanks involved and make it. You played a load of Prem games.
Oh, it was a Prem hero.
How many games did you play for Saracens in the Prem?
God, how many fingers you got?
Nine. 12. How many games did you play for Saris?
I don't know, mate. Too many, boy.
Are you in the 100 club? Next question.
Right, so Anglo Welsh, we've got our semi-finals.
Yes. Talk to me. You're the expert now. You seem to know it all about Anglo Welsh.
I'm really trying to remember because I can't find it on...
Bath against Northampton.
Yes, and it
Exeter
is...
Exeter against...
Newcastle.
Newcastle.
Yes.
So the Welsh teams have done
so
brilliantly.
My opinion is that Exeter will be... You have to go with Exeter, I think. You can't not look past them because the strength and depth they've got, the squad they've got. They've been in this final the last 2 years, but
they've got Greg Holmes, Ollie Devoto playing. You know, they've got top players playing at the weekend.
But never actually... They haven't won it the last 2 years, but they've been in the final. So maybe that is a big motivation for them. But if you're looking for an outside bet, I think Northampton have started to find...
What?
I think they've started to find a bit of...
What?
A bit of confidence.
Tommy.
A bit of je ne sais quoi. That's right.
Has your head gone, kid?
No.
Do you know what? I think I actually thought Northampton looked really sparky and
they did.
Powerful at the weekend.
They're trying things. The accuracy's back. Because you lost the accuracy for a bit because it just wasn't clicking.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, it just wasn't working. But what a competition, you know, to find a bit of form, because not all the teams you play in this competition are the strongest teams put out, are they? You know, it's a lot of teams use this for development. They use it to blood young players.
Most of the Welsh teams put out the under nines, didn't they?
Yeah, but we're more interested in the Six Nations. So
Sorry about that.
But there was some good games. Ospreys Bath, Matt Banahan played.
Yeah.
What an angle. It was like terminal velocity angle he took to score a try.
Yeah.
He ended up, you know, he like hurdles people. We've said it before.
Yeah.
He scored a lovely try.
Being 9'2" helps.
Have you seen Faf de Klerk's red card?
Nope. Talk to me.
Should have done.
No, it's bad prep, but I've... Do you know what? Do you know what the truth is?
You're going to lie anyway.
I had to take three old ladies shopping this morning, one at a time. Upstairs,
yeah, I can see Geppetto above you, mate.
and I had to take them shopping, and it's taken up all my time. And then I had to go to the gym because the gym, sorry, in my lifestyle is not a luxury, it's not optional.
So, anyway,
what did he do?
He gets a yellow card originally,
quite right. What for?
Who knows?
Okay,
who knows with him?
what is he like though?
So, he's walking off, right? And someone throws the ball back onto the pitch, he catches it and just wings it as far as he can.
Into the crowd
or down the other side of the pitch. Uber obvious.
Out of frustration and to delay the opposite.
Yes, petulance.
Oh,
the referee has a little word with the linesman, Lino, and...
Touchy.
They give him another yellow and a red.
Oh.
I wanted that as my skill of the week.
Yeah.
Because it looked like an amazing... And it was off the left.
Yeah. But understandably, the guys who make the TV show actually like the skill of the week to be a skill.
Yes, it was Seabrook's offload for one of the tries. I think it was Hampson, Craig Hampson.
Yeah, it was gorgeous.
But it was right out the back.
But because I did an awkward moment. I did someone repeatedly dropping the ball as my skill of the week once. And they said, look, you actually... We don't mind you mocking players, but it's meant to be fun, this bit.
But sometimes it is a skill to be terribly bad at catching.
Yeah, hence my rugby career.
Yeah.
So
there was lots of good games. Newcastle, pretty decent.
How did Wasps look?
Good.
Mm.
Good. As you said, Umang was good. Now, I said this on the show, that a compliment to a number 10 is to say that they have time on the ball.
Yeah.
And
it's a lazy compliment.
What I mean by that is that nothing's rushed. Everything seems calculated.
Yeah.
They get the ball, they look up, they assess. Whilst you look at some players, they get the ball, they panic.
But they actually read the game and make late decisions.
And make the right decisions as well. And Umanga looked like that. You think players are looking lazy and you think they're running slow, but they're not. They're just taking it all in. Someone like Gavin Henson, someone like Dan Carter.
George Ford
always has time on the ball. So that was good. As we said, Rob Miller, he looked good.
And Jack Willis weekend. In the back
yes,
row, I like.
Yes, mate.
He's class.
Mate. They're losing Haskell.
Mate.
Is he going to be the one to step up?
Well, they're bringing in Brad Shields, aren't they? He'll probably take that spot. But Jack Willis will, sooner than we think, he will have played his 100th game for Wasps. He is absolutely the future there.
Zane Kirchner looked pretty good for the Dragons at 10. Now, I know he plays everywhere on that field. He had a stint at Leinster.
Yeah.
But he looked pretty decent at 10. And so did Ashton Hewitt at 15. Now, Ashton Hewitt's featured a little bit. He sort of dipped his toe in the Welsh camp. I think he's been in a couple of squads, not seen too much of him. But he was at 15. And the Dragons seem to play with quite a bit of width against Worcester. And Ashton Hewitt was good, pacey. Mm. It's crazy to think, like in this Anglo-Welsh, that Josh Adams played the week before at 15.
Yeah.
The next week he's starting for Wales.
Yeah.
See, I looked at the game, right? I looked at the internationals at the weekend. I looked at the anthems. And it's actually really hard, the anthem part, because there's a lot of emotion going through you. And it's hard to deal with it, because if you've not done it before and you're not used to singing in front of like 80,000 people, it could be quite overwhelming.
Yeah, well, you're like Bono, aren't you? Singing in front of 80,000 people. Like Mariah Carey or Bono.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Is there a joke in that?
What?
Do you know who's close to the edge?
Who?
Bono. Good fake laugh, mate.
Oh, God.
I enjoyed...
My mum called me yesterday, by the way, and she said, I listened to your podcast with Jason Leonard with Shanks, and she said, we've never listened to your podcast before. We don't really know how to do it, but my sister showed them. We listened to it in the car, and she said, I've seen a new side of Shanks. So what do you mean? She said, well, he's quite funny, and he can actually talk. I said, did you not know? Said, no, I always assumed he couldn't because he looks like he can't.
I'll be honest with you. I had a treble shot latte before.
Was it?
So, yeah, before. So I was right up for their live pod.
Yeah.
I like the Northampton game. Mm. I mean, we've spoken briefly about that. Jamie Gibson.
Jamie Gibson is one of those players who's never, never poor. His worst week really will involve one mistake or two mistakes, but generally there are none.
We've talked about how much attacking kicking now is becoming a part of the game and how many tries are scored from crossfield kicks from grubbers through. But what also is surprising now is how fast forwards are.
Mm.
Because you know, gone are the days where you know they're...
Plodders,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, going for a pub jog.
Yeah.
They're properly quick. Like... I think Ben Curry finished off a try for Sale and he was like pulling away from the backs.
Look at Sam Simmons for England the weekend. Ridiculous wheels.
You know, Gibson, you know, he had two long runs the weekend for Wasps. He's got, I tell you, who was disappointing.
London Irish Gibson. For Wasps, you said.
Yeah, for Northampton against Harlequins.
Yeah,
it was, I
believe. Yeah.
Harlequins' defence was pretty average.
Was it?
Jamie Lang misses two tackles at 10.
Easy. Big bloke as well. Like,
yeah. One off
big fly,
both off scrums as well.
First phasers.
Yes. Mm. Gets stepped for the first one off a centre scrum, just over chases and doesn't get anywhere near.
Mm.
And then Ken Peasy just runs straight through him.
Eesh.
Off a 5 metre scrum. So
doesn't want to hit him.
He tries to, it's just poor technique. Doesn't chase with the feet.
Is he up for the hit?
Doesn't hit
kind,
stick.
He
looked like it was. But you know, you'll certainly be working on that. It's doesn't make you a bad player, but it's something to work on. So I'm sure.
Interestingly, I thought George Ford's defence was really good at the weekend against City. He's never going to smash people, but it goes to show you can work on it and you can improve it. Mm. I thought Dave Ribbons was really good in the second row as well. I really liked watching him play.
I mean, Exeter had to score a lot of tries. I think they had to get a bonus point win against Saracens to get themselves through to this quarter final with Anglo-Welsh. And they managed it.
Mm.
And it was like the old Exeter again. They had a really strong back row.
Yeah.
So Salvi played.
They can't not have a strong back.
Horseman played. Who was the tank? Thomas Waldron
tank.
Played.
Going home at the end of the season.
Yeah, shame so that. All of a sudden there's your power.
Mm.
And I love watching Exeter play when they play with width.
Me too. But before we move on to Chiefs, we've already moved on to Chiefs. What do you think of Tom Stevenson at 13 for Saints as a player? Because I know he's young, he's not always first choice, but whenever I see him play, I really like him. I always think he's really aggressive and strong. I like him as an option. I always wonder why he doesn't play a bit more. I know he's had a few knocks, but...
Yeah, he looked good at the weekend. Hair everywhere. He's like David Duckham, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, deliberate.
Yeah,
which you notice, doesn't it?
Mikey Hayward is a good link man for him. Did he score two tries or one try?
Seven tries at the weekend.
No, did he score one or two?
Let's go with one or two.
But yeah, it's only one try. Mikey Hayward is a lovely link man for him for his first try after the break down the right-hand side by Gibson. But yeah, he does well. I like the look of him.
Yeah, he's good.
He's pacey as well.
He's a tidy player.
Very pacey.
The lad Stevenson. Is that what we do? That's what footballers do, isn't it? The boy.
Yeah, so looking forward to those quarterfinals. I probably won't be covering them with you.
Why not?
Because it's Wales v Italy on the Sunday. So you will be with someone else.
Oh.
Another Welshie, I think.
Oh, who am I going to be doing it with?
I don't know. Maybe Jamie Roberts if he's around.
Yeah. That would just be two great looking guys, won't it?
Yeah.
Two qualified doctors talking about rugby.
Yeah. Can you, like, talk over him a lot, though?
Should I shut him down?
Yeah. Shut him right down. Talk about his hair.
He's going to retire soon and you don't want him taking your gigs. So do you want me to shut him down and humiliate him?
Please.
Yeah.
Obviously, just you got to mention the hair. Just say, whose is it for a start? Yeah.
Great to have you here, Jamie. When are you going to bite the bullet?
Well, no, he's had a transplant.
Oh, he's had the job.
Oops, did I say it? It's like Elton John.
He's had the job. Everyone's having a job now.
The older he gets, the more hair he's got.
Everyone's having that job. Are you going to get it?
It's too late for us, mate.
Yeah. I couldn't be bothered.
Yeah, you never really had hair. You had sort of, you looked like someone from Blazing Squad when you had your hair. A little
so
bit
true.
Curly at the
so
front.
True, yeah.
Always receding, like you receded
so
ever since
shabby.
You were born.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not receding if it's not going back. It's just back.
And mine was like, hey. I was like Wurzel Gummidge.
Yeah.
Do you know what I blame the red Dax wax?
Do you reckon?
Yeah, it was like engine grease putting through your hair, and I used to put it in my hair and
handfuls of hair.
Yeah, come out.
I think that actually was engine grease. That was a practical joke that's gone wrong.
But you know, we cut our own hair now, charge ourselves a fiver.
Yeah.
Second income.
Yeah, I do. I actually cut my hair as I'm walking the dogs in the field quite a lot.
Yeah.
Look, or up at the race course at Bath. Looks a bit odd, but you know, it saves cleaning up the hosing down the bath, doesn't it?
Massively.
Yeah.
Or the sink or the shower.
And I could sweat walking to the front door to walk the dogs, let alone walking the dogs. So I'd have a shower when I got home anyway.
Now, we've talked about on our ITV, Six Nations podcast /STV, because it's Scottish TV as well.
They're people too, you know.
They are. We've talked about what we've been up to, so we won't repeat that. But what else have you been up to?
Funny shit, I did this. The last few years, I've hosted this really random awards ceremony. I won't say who it's for, because then, you know, people get funny about that. But it's just an awards ceremony it's like a catering supplier, and they have an annual sales conference and some awards at night. And I did it once, and it was one of those things that was like, Michelle was like, do you want to do this thing? And I was like, well, yeah, I could do. Why would I do that? And
they said, who's Michelle, mate? Your bird.
Bird. It's like, well, could do, but is it a bit odd? She said, yeah, but apparently it's really good fun. So I was like, all right, brilliant. So I went, and it was absolutely brilliant. I really enjoyed it. So I did it for the third time the other night.
Yeah.
On Friday night. And so I went to Rome on Saturday morning, did it on Friday night. And it's just a great crack. It's just a really, really nice event. But we're doing the 10 awards, right? And I got there, and a lady who organised it, Zoe, she's like, tell you what, should we just crack the awards out as soon as we possibly can so we can get straight to the bar? I was like, brilliant. She goes, no interviews, no photos, crank the awards out. Everyone just wants to get on it anyway. Let's just crack through it. I was like, brilliant. That's 9:30. We're done.
Get out the way. Mine's on the bar.
My point's on the bar, my lord. Bosh, okay. My lord. So it was really good. But anyway, the 10th award was for this girl. I think she was called Carly. And it was... and
you think called, you know.
I think it was called Carly. Anyway, might be wrong. But called her name out and like, she's not there. And it's like, right, we can't move on to the next award because there's none left. So I looked to her, I tell you, what table is she on? She's here. She's gone to the toilet. I was like, oh, poor girl. There's like 300 or 400 people there or something.
You didn't say ones or twos.
So I said, how long has she been gone? Well, she's been gone a while. Gone to the toilet. So I said, tell you what, there's only one thing worse than asking a woman a question when she's got a mouthful of food in terms of, you know, in front of people she doesn't know, in terms of embarrassing her. And that is basically highlighting the fact that she's been to the toilet and she's been there for a while. So she's presumably doing some heavy work in there, you know? So I said, tell what we're going to do, everyone. And the organiser, Lady Zoe, who's just lovely, lovely lady and brilliant organiser. And she was just like, move on. We'll come back to it. We'll just give her the award. Just tell everyone to get to the bar and we'll give her the award when she comes out. I said, no, we're going to wait. Really? We're going to wait for Carly to come out the toilet and we're going to see how long it is. And it was ages.
Oh,
it was
ages. No.
So I was like, when she comes back in, this poor girl, okay, she's going to be absolutely mortified. However, she's won an award, so she'll be back. That's one negative plus one positive. Back to neutral.
I went to the Nestle Awards before, and it was really good because obviously they had loads of freebies and everything like that. But
that's why you liked it, brilliant.
Yeah, they were raising money for this guy who had died.
Yeah,
in one of their factories.
Yeah,
where they store all the chocolate, because a box from the top or one of the top shelves had fallen on him.
No.
Yeah, and no one was. He was shouting out and stuff, but. He was shouting, Milky Bars are on me, and everyone's going, whee! Cheering.
Oh, God.
like that.
Well done, mate. That's
yeah,
well
thanks done, very much. I hope people well listen
boy.
To this one.
Well done, boy.
Should have put that one on the ITV Six Nations podcast.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. I've been watching.
Sick. That was sick. Bro.
I've been watching. Yeah, I made everything up. End of the Effing World on Netflix. Have you seen that?
No.
Yeah, I'm two episodes in. There's, I think, six or eight 25-minute episodes. It's really good.
Is it?
Yeah. What's strange, dark, but funny.
That just sums you up in three words.
Probably that's why I like it.
Hang on.
Sorry, strange, white, and funny.
Strange, light, and
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So get into that.
All right, I'll have a look at that.
Also, the book I'm reading. Have we talked about the book I'm reading / listening to in the car? The Operator.
Oh, yeah, about the heart surgeon.
No.
Oh, sorry.
So, it's about a guy called Robert O'Neill who put three bullets in Osama bin Laden.
Why did he do that? Oh, he shot him, you mean?
Yes.
Wait until he's dead and put three bullets in.
Yeah.
How did he get them in? Only a few options.
It's really good, mate. It's really good. He's involved in a lot of missions. He's involved in the rescue force of Lone Survivor. Seen that film with Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah,
that it's actually
good.
Happened.
Good.
He was the first man on the boat to rescue on the big boat, what are they called now?
Cargo ships.
Or whatever they are. To rescue. So he's the first man aboard that when they rescued Captain Phillips.
Oh.
Plenty go on. Remember there was a soldier that goes AWOL. There's a podcast about it. It's called like Birdwalk or Birdman. He's on a post in Afghan and he just leaves all of a sudden. Just walks off into the desert and the Taliban catch him and stuff. So he's involved in the rescue force for that.
Oh, it's not Serial.
Yeah.
Second series of Serial. Yeah.
So really interesting. He's a Navy SEAL.
Oh, right.
And
audio book.
Yeah, I'm listening to it now, but it's also a book as well, so you can buy it and read it. So interesting about all the training and all the missions that have gone on. It's not many people are happy that are in the Navy and the military with him because apparently he's divulging information that he shouldn't.
Mm, to sell books to make money.
But it's incredible. And I've just got to the point now where, I mean, I don't want to spoil this story for anyone, but they've just found where Osama bin Laden is hiding out. And
you know what happens at the end.
But
you?
if you think about it.
Reckon they'll get him?
You know, all that billions of pounds that was spent, searching for Osama bin Laden, trying to kill him on the new aircrafts, on the military, on everything, the personnel, intel, the lot.
Spy planes.
Where do they find him?
Where?
In his house.
Exactly.
Yes.
How
probably
happy
the first
he?
Place to check.
Yeah. You'd definitely check his house.
You just ring him, wouldn't you, and hang up if he answered. Hello?
Yeah.
He's there.
He's in. And in the end, it's like, do you reckon he just got so confident? He's like, this lot are absolute Muppets. Should we go for Nando's?
Yeah. but they've got different plans at the moment about how they should try and get rid of him. One is a big airstrike.
Yeah.
But they need something like 32 bombs, you know, to make sure that the building blows up.
Make sure he's dead as
well. Yeah. Another is telling the Pakistanis where he is.
Yeah.
Because he's actually in Pakistan.
Yeah.
But then someone will obviously...
You know what happens at the end?
Yeah. Someone will obviously tell him and they'll leave. So it's a lot of decisions that Obama has to make.
You can't give me audio books, can you? Like, you can't swap them without...
No, mate. You just buy stuff for the sake of it. You bought an electric bike, just spend a tenner and buy The Operator.
I use my electric bike.
Yeah.
I haven't used it for a few weeks.
It's rusting, mate.
It's not rusting. I haven't used it for a few weeks because it's been pouring with rain and I don't want to die on it. I want to live on it.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've got quite a quiet week this week.
Don't use a Watt bike.
Hey?
Don't use the Watt bike.
I do use my Watt bike.
For washing.
I use my Watt bike on Saturday morning.
So good for hanging towels.
No,
on.
I went on it Saturday morning. That's why I'm so lean.
Why don't you tweet about it then?
Oh, I don't tweet every workout. I'll be tweeting twice a day. I've got quite a quiet week this week. I'm going to London on Wednesday for like a networking thing, which would be nice.
Same.
Yeah?
No, Thursday, sorry. School of Hard Knocks lunch.
Yeah, I'm not going to that.
Okay.
Busy on our
group. With Gareth Hardy. Remember Gareth Hardy? Prop. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice fella, apparently.
He's all right. He's all right. I don't mind him. I tolerate him.
Yeah.
And I just joking. He's a great guy. I'm with him.
He sounds fab. He sounds really great. And then I'm off to Dublin next weekend to do Ireland, Italy. And it's one of those. It's funny. This it is a little thing for you. I might mention this on the Six Nations pod as well.
Well, phew. I panicked then. Don't know what you're going to do. Don't say again. Start the conversation with a word.
One of the other TV people
whom you would know, but he didn't ask me if I could tell everyone, so I won't. He was saying to me, what do you do? Do you check your social media after you commentate? And I said, I don't really, because the compliments are very nice and lots of people are very nice and that sort of stuff, but I don't need compliments. I also don't...
Oh, yes, you do.
I don't need insults, you know, so you'll always get an insult from somebody. And I ended up, he goes, go on, check it just for fun after the game in Rome. And there are a couple of people obviously think you're a rubbish comment. I'm a rubbish commentator, which is fine.
Sorry.
But 99% of the people were just lovely and it was really nice. So that's great. But he said there's only... I said, what about you? And he said, there's only one team. I will never look at my social media after a game when I commentate on one team. And I said, is it Wales? And he went, yep. I said, same here. There's the Irish are quite bad when you're English. And the in my experience, commentated on some Irish games and they get... Even if they're not against English teams, it's like there's something not biased. I literally don't care.
No,
who
but
wins.
You can't please everyone. Like I'm you sure, no. I'm sure, I'm positive. Don't quote me on this though, but I'm positive there's at least one person in this world that doesn't like me.
What?
Just one out what? Of 7 billion or how many? 20 billion people.
Nigel Owens hates you now, but
no, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. But I. Yes, yeah, so the one team I ever commentate on and don't check my social media ever, I don't always check it after games, but I wouldn't check it, deliberately not, is Wales, and I hope that doesn't insult you or anybody.
Are you having confidence issues?
No, do you know what it is? I was talking to Benny Kerr about this, I actually quite like some of them, and I engaged with a few last night on the plane, I find it quite good fun going back and forth.
Chiffy's the best at it.
Yeah, but I do think to myself... This is kind of fun and it's sparring and I don't mind if people don't think I'm great, whatever, but I do think there comes a point when it is actually unhealthy. It's not good for your soul.
Do you start to second question yourself as
no,
well?
No. Absorbing negative, I just don't think is healthy. So I think, well, I've got a choice here. I either absorb it or I don't. So I just don't bother.
Did you see Freddie Burns' tweet?
Yeah.
He found the name of the guy that's been trolling him.
Well, that guy's been trolling him. He's a local guy here. He's a super successful, rich guy, apparently. He's had to walk away from all his businesses and he's resigned so he can take some... This is allegedly.
Yeah.
Resigned so he could take a load of money before getting sacked.
Say allegedly again.
Allegedly.
Thank you.
Reportedly. But I don't know this guy, but everyone knows him around here. And I think he fell out with Freddie Burns' dad and then set up an account and started abusing Freddie. Mm. It's like completely bizarre.
Mm.
Completely bizarre. Why do people do that stuff?
I don't know. I don't know. So yeah, I'm doing something on Thursday with School of Hard Knocks, and Friday we're doing a casino gig myself, Mark Dunn and Smith, and Mike Tindall.
Yeah, Mike Tindall. Yeah, yeah.
With Accenture on Saturday for the game.
You're gonna have a lovely time, aren't you?
Yeah, and then I'm back into Wales on after the game, I think.
Oh, you have a lovely time, won't you?
Yeah,
such we'll a lovely do. Week coming up. Haven't you?
Right, have you finally stopped trying on t-shirts?
Yes, ladies and gents and children. In the break, I got a little delivery of some t-shirts that I bought online. I struggle to find stuff that fits. So when I find something that fits, I buy a few of them.
Yeah.
But I bought some jumpers from this shop online and they fit really nicely. So I ordered some t-shirts and the t-shirts actually don't quite fit. But I'm going to keep them because I can wear them underneath.
It's crazy because the t-shirts came in a box, vac packed.
Yeah.
And also looked... pretty much similar on you.
They vac-packed me.
Yeah.
Vac-packed.
Oh, I didn't think it was too bad. Now you're losing weight and everything like that, you know.
Now I've dropped down to 21 stone on the nose.
Gives you something to work on, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Gives you a goal. Life's about short-term goals.
I won't be wearing super tight t-shirts, but they can be a nice undergarment, can't they? Like, not undergarment, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
First layer,
underwear.
Underwear.
Bet the week time.
Yeah.
Leo Vegas, bet the week. Who are we going to go on? I'm pretty sure I did it last week, and I don't think my bet... came in.
No,
I think it was Ireland by...
You're not good at this.
I don't know, 4 or 5 points. I can't remember. Too many HIAs. But we are going to bet on Gloucester v Leicester on Saturday, the 10th of February. Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know when Valentine's Day is?
Yeah, it's because it's my late grandmother's birthday.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
Happy with that?
Yep. What do you reckon the score's going to be, Gloucester-Leicester?
I think Gloucester are going to win at home, and I think they're going to win by, not many, but I think they're going to win by 4 points.
So Gloucester to win by 4 points or more, that's our bet of the week. And I think that's our podcast for the week.
It's a little short and sharp, but it's something, isn't it? And it sort of keeps it going and it's fun and found out about, you know, what Tom's up to, which is all the nation really cares about.
Exactly.
See you around.
See you later. Love you, Nan.